Welcome back, everyone. I hope you are enjoying season 3 so far. Today, I'm interviewing a fellow podcaster named Tammy about her career as a costume designer. I was a little nervous because I really look up to her, but she's fascinating to listen to. Please enjoy learning as much as I did. Welcome to Career Quest, Tammy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. So what do you mainly do for your job?
I am a costume designer and costume shop manager. So my mission is to make sure that we have a good, steady, and well-equipped shop that could provide and build for incoming theatrical shows and musicals. And we've just closed 2 performances. One was a dance performance, and we had to build many costumes for that. So I had a team of seamstresses, I had a team of pattern makers, I had to build a couple of costumes and dye a lot of fabric, and we made a show happen. And then we had another play that just got up and closed 2 weeks ago called Everybody, and we had to build 13 masks from scratch and a bunch of capes and dye a ton of fabric to build even more costumes. So that is my job, is to make sure that these shows have costumes, that they're built, and that there is a team that is ready to support.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. What kind of training or schooling did you have to do to become a costume designer?
Well, I have a bachelor's in arts. I majored in theater arts and communication at Loyola University in New Orleans. And I was an actress. So I used to act in theater, and I have a good, well-rounded mind in how theater works. And I started working in the costume shop at my school. And I had a wonderful mentor who taught me everything I needed to know, how to thread a needle, use a sewing machine, and build a costume. So it was really cool. And then after that, I went to grad school and I majored in costume design and technology at Florida State University. And after I got my master's, I was able to go and design and build for other outside performances and shows and television.
How did you originally get interested in this career?
I worked in a costume shop as a undergrad student at Loyola, and I had a wonderful mentor by the name of Kelly Greens, who is still working in costumes and who is still one of my really good friends to this very day. And she opened my eyes to the world of costuming. She gave me a bunch of books of costume history and dyeing and sewing techniques. And I just kind of fell in love with the process. Seeing a character develop in front of you was something very personal and very fulfilling for me.
So what do you wear to your job?
Oh, I wear comfortable clothes half the time. I'm either two outfits. If I want to look really nice, I wear a good pair of chunky loafers, some nice slacks, and maybe a vintage punk rock shirt. And then I either go into show mode, I wear my leggings, a comfortable pair of jeans, some good tennis shoes, and an Adidas sweater.
What's your favorite part about your job?
The people I get to meet. I get to meet and interact with people from all walks of life, and I get to help them develop their character a little more. And that is also a very fulfilling process.
What's your least favorite part about your job?
Ooh, the hours. It could be very long hours. There are times where you have to put in sometimes 10 to 14 hours a day. So yeah, it could be pretty tough, but the overall results of your show could be very fulfilling.
Do you think your job helps people? And if so, how?
Absolutely. in every aspect. Whether you're working in the costume shop, it helps people find out what their true passion or artistic abilities are. I have students that come in, or workers that come in, that find out that they're really great at crafts work, or they're really great at patterning and they want to continue with that. So I get to see that development fold in front of me. It just kind of evolves, and you see what they do with that talent and that ability and how they apply it to their future work. And also working with actors and actresses, you get to work with individuals that are a little timid, and then you kind of peel the little layers and then the fitting with them and see, you know, their self-esteem kind of grow as you put a beautiful costume on them.
Hmm. What was your dream job as a kid?
Oh, I wanted to be a marine biologist and work with sharks. I loved watching National Geographic whenever they would do the shows covering sharks. I always loved the sea life and wanted to study sharks and dolphins, which is the complete opposite of what I do now.
And before we go, can you tell me about your podcast?
Yeah, so I am a costume designer by the day, and by night I am a paranormal investigator. And I ended up becoming a paranormal investigator because of my podcast, Holly Weird Paranormal. And it's a Hollywood true crime and paranormal podcast based out of Los Angeles. And I started investigating haunted theaters because as a designer, you're working in a lot of old places and a lot of old theaters. And sometimes there's a theater ghost or two that wants to say hi. So I decided to team up with my co-host Bryce Mitchell Williams, and we talk about the paranormal and theater ghosts and true crime.
Well, thank you for coming to talk with me today, Tammy.
Thank you for having me. You're an awesome, awesome interviewer. So
thank you. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.